ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली, 30th December 2022। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, द फादर हैज़ कम फ्रॉम द फार अवे लैंड टू एस्टैब्लिश बोथ अ रिलीजन एंड अ किंगडम। व्हेन द डेटी रिलीजन एग्जिस्ट, इट इज़ द किंगडम ऑफ डेटीज। देर इज़ नो अदर रिलीजन और किंगडम एट दैट टाइम। क्वेश्चन, इन द गोल्डन एज all are charitable souls, there are no sinful souls, what is the sign of that? Answer, no one there suffers for his or her actions in the form of illness. Illnesses, etc., here indicate that souls are experiencing punishment for their sins in the form of suffering for their karma. That is called the karmic accounts of the past. Second question, which of the father's signals can only far-sighted children understand? Answer, the father's signals, children, while sitting here, race with your intellect's yoga and remember the father. If you remember him with love, you will become a garland around the father's neck. Your tears of love become beads of the rosary. Song, at last the day for which we had been waiting has come. Om Shanti. You children heard the song and understood the meaning of it. Bharat is very big. The whole of Bharat cannot be taught. This is a study. Colleges will continue to open. This is the unlimited father's university. It is called the Pandava government. A sovereignty is called a government. You children now know that the sovereignty is being established. Religion plus sovereignty is religio-political. The deity religion is also being established. None of those of other religions establish a kingdom. They simply establish a religion. Baba says, I am establishing the original eternal deity religion and kingdom. This is why it is called religio-political. You children have to become those with very far-sighted intellects. The father has come from the faraway land. In fact, all souls come from the faraway land. You too have come from the faraway land. The souls of those who come to establish a new religion come from far away. They are founders of religions, whereas that one is called the one who establishes a religion and a sovereignty. There was sovereignty in Bharat. There were the emperor and empress, Emperor Sri Narayan and Empress Sri Lakshmi. You children would say that you are now following Srimad. All of us people of Bharat have been calling out to Baba, come and change the old world and make it into a new world of happiness. There is a difference between an old home and a new home. You would only keep your new home in your intellect. Nowadays, they build very fashionable houses. They continue to think we should build such and such houses. You know that we are establishing a religion and kingdom. We will build palaces in heaven studded with diamonds and jewels. Those of other religions don't understand that Christ came to establish Christianity. They don't understand it at that time. It is only when it has grown that they call it the Christian religion. There is no name or trace of those of Islam or any other religion at that time. Your signs continue from the beginning until now. There are images of Lakshmi and Narayan. You know that it used to be their kingdom in the golden age. There you won't have the knowledge of whose kingdom it was in the past or whose kingdom it will be in the future. At that time, you only know the present. You now know the past, present and future. First of all, there was a religion and then other religions came. Only at the confluence age does the father sit here and explain. You have now become Trikaldarshi. In the golden age, you won't be Trikaldarshi. There, you will continue to rule the kingdom. There will be no name or trace of any other religion. You will continue to rule the kingdom with pleasure. You now know the whole cycle. People know that there truly used to be the deity religion, but they don't know how it was established or for how long it continued. You know this. You ruled in the golden age for this many births and you then took this many births in the silver age. They should also know about this. You children know that the unlimited father truly is teaching us. You know that this is the end of the last of the many births of the Krishna soul. I have come and entered him. He definitely has to be named Brahma. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. This knowledge of the Trimurti is very simple. This is the incorporeal father, Shiva, and this is the inheritance you receive from him. How did you receive your inheritance from the incorporeal one? Through Prajapita Brahma. You are changing from Brahmins into deities. Then, after 84 births, those same deities will become Brahmins. You should keep this cycle in your intellects. We are Brahmins, children of Brahma, and we are also the children of Rudra, that is, Shiva. We souls are incorporeal children. We remember the Father. It is very easy to explain using these pictures. We are doing tapasya and we will then go to the golden age. It should remain in your intellects that we are changing from human beings into deities. We will then become emperors of the deity religion and rule the kingdom. Only by having yoga will your sins be absolved. If you continue to commit sin even now, what will you become? When people go on a pilgrimage, they don't commit sin. They definitely remain pure. They believe that they are going to the deities. People always first bathe before going to a temple. Why do they bathe first? Firstly, because they indulge in vice. And secondly, they have also been to the latrine. Therefore, they first become clean and then go to have a glimpse of the deities. They never become impure while on a pilgrimage. They go on the pilgrimage of four places while remaining pure. Therefore, purity is the main thing. If deities had also been impure, what would be the difference? Deities are pure and we are impure. You know that Baba has adopted you through Brahma. In fact, all of your souls are my children. But how would I teach you? How would I teach you Raj Yoga? How would I make your sweetest children into the masters of heaven? You know that Baba is establishing the new world. Therefore, God would definitely make you children worthy of that and give you the inheritance. When would He make you worthy? At the confluence age. The Father says, I come at the confluence age. This Brahmin religion in between is a different one. In the Iron Age, there is the Shudra religion. In the Golden Age, there is the deity religion. This is the Brahmin religion. You belong to the Brahmin religion. This confluence age is very short. You now know the whole cycle. You have become far-sighted. You know that this is Baba's chariot. This is also called Nandigan, that is, a bull. He would not ride the bull the whole day. A soul sits in a body all day long. if he were to become separated, the body would not remain. Baba can come and go because his soul is his own. He says, I do not remain constantly in this one. I can come and go in a second. No one else can be such a fast rocket as I am. Nowadays, they have invented so many rockets and aeroplanes, etc. However, souls are the fastest. Remember the Father and He will come. If according to His karmic accounts, a soul has to take birth in London, He would go and enter a womb there in a second. So, it is souls that run the fastest. Souls cannot go back to their home now because they no longer have that strength. They have become weak. They are unable to fly. There is a huge burden of sin on souls. If the burden were on the bodies, they would be purified with fire. But alloy has been mixed into souls. So it is souls that carry their karmic accounts with themselves. This is why it is said that is the suffering of his past. A soul carries his sanskars with himself. Some are crippled from birth, and so it is said that they must have performed such actions in their past. There are the actions of many births that have to be settled through suffering. In the Golden Age, there are only charitable souls. These things do not exist there. Here, all are sinful souls. If sannyasis were to become paralyzed, it would be said that is the suffering of their karma. Oh, but why does even someone who is a great soul like a Shri Shri 108 Jagat Guru have that illness? It would be said that is the suffering of his karma. That would not be said of the deities. When a guru dies, his followers would definitely feel sorrow. When children have a lot of love for their father, they cry. When a wife loves her husband a great deal and he dies, she weeps. If her husband had made her suffer, she wouldn't weep. If there is no attachment, she would understand that it was destined. You love the father a great deal. At the end, Baba will depart away and you will say, Oh Baba, who gave us so much happiness, has departed. At the end, there will be many left behind. You have a lot of love for father. At the end, Baba will go away and you will say, Baba went away after giving us the kingdom. You will shed tears of love, not of sorrow. Here too, when children come and meet the father after a long time, they have tears of love. Those tears of love will then become beads of the rosary. Our efforts are for our becoming the garland around Baba's neck. This is why we continue to remember Baba. Baba's order is, continue to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. When there is a race, they are told to run to a goal, touch it and come back. That is number wise. Here too, those who remember Baba more and race ahead will go to heaven first and rule the kingdom. All of you souls are racing with your intellect's yoga. You are sitting here and racing there. We are Shiv Baba's children. Baba gives us a signal, remember me. Become far-sighted. You have come here from the faraway land. This foreign land is now to be destroyed. At this time, you are in Ravan's land. This is Ravan's land. You will then go to the unlimited father's land. There, it is the kingdom of Rama. The father establishes the kingdom of Rama. Then, halfway through, the kingdom of Ravan is fixed according to the drama. Only you children know all of these things. That is why when you ask them questions, none of them is able to answer them. If they were to say that the Father of souls is God, the Father, what inheritance should you then receive from him? This world is impure. The Father did not make the world impure. It is very easy to explain to anyone. You have to show them the pictures. The picture of the Trimurti is very good. There isn't such an accurate picture of Trimurti Shiva anywhere else. They show Brahma with a beard. They don't show Vishnu or Shankar with a beard because they consider them to be deities. Brahma is Prajapita, the father of people. Some have shown him in one way and others have shown him in another way. You children now have all of these things in your intellects. These things don't enter the intellect of anyone else. It is as though they are crazy. Why do they burn an effigy of Ravan? They don't know anything. Who is Ravan? When did he come? They say that they have been burning his effigy eternally. You understand that he has been your enemy for half a cycle. There are so many opinions in the world. They have kept the name of whoever explained something. Some kept the name Mahavir. They have shown Hanuman, that is, monkey god, as Mahavir. Why have they kept the name Adi Dev Mahavir? There are Mahavir, Mahavirni, that is, female Mahavir, and you children sitting in the temple. They are the ones who conquered Maya, and this is why they are called Mahavirs. You two have come by chance to your own place. That is your memorial. That is a non-living one. Nevertheless, you definitely have to put up pictures until they come to the living one and understand. You can explain the secrets of the Dilwala temple very well. You had studied this, for that is why that memorial has been created on the path of devotion. It requires a lot of effort to establish your kingdom. You also have to take the insults because you have to become Kalangidhar, form of Krishna who was defamed and insulted. All of you now take insults. I have been defamed the most. They even insult Prajapita Brahma. All of your friends and relatives become upset. They would not insult Vishnu or Shankar. The father says, I take the insults. You have become my children and so you also have to take your share of that. Otherwise, this one was occupied in his own business. There was no question of insults. I am the one who is insulted the most. People have forgotten their religion and karma. Baba explains so much. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. First, become far-sighted. Have your sins absolved by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Never perform sinful actions while on this pilgrimage. Second, become a Mahavir and conquer Maya. Don't be afraid of defamation. Become a Kalangidhar. Blessing. May you have guaranteed victory and achieve success at every moment while experiencing all the powers. The victory of the children who are full of all the powers and have intellects full of faith have guaranteed. When people have the power of wealth, the power of wisdom, or the power of relationships and connections, they have the faith that nothing is a big deal. You have all the powers. You constantly have the greatest imperishable wealth with you. Therefore, you have the power of wealth. You also have the powers of wisdom and position. So you simply have to use these for yourself. Use these for yourself and you will achieve success at the right time. Slogan: to finish the burden of seeing and hearing anything wasteful is to become double light. Acha, Om Shanti.